I want to hear from the best commentators, the biggest brains, people with lived experience on the ground. And ideally, I guess, people who combine all three of those things. And we will try to abide by one of the first rules in journalism. Never be boring. Well, hopefully we've gone some way towards delivering on those promises. Certainly we've brought you a wide range of guests from a wide range of countries, more than 35 nations in all, but we could still do better. With apologies to our trans-Tasman friends, we didn't hear from New Zealand, nor from one of my happy places, the Republic of Ireland. From our region, we talked about Singapore, PNG, Malaysia, Timor-Leste, Indonesia, Japan, China, South and North Korea, among others. But admittedly, a lot of our time, perhaps too much of our time, was spent covering a country that often feels like a continent occupied by warring tribes, the United States of America and its president.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, since President Trump has
shown. Donald Trump referred to this as the
UK. Donald Trump, and Donald Trump is...
I don't know what it is. It's sort of Trump derangement syndrome, I guess they call it.
Early on in the year, we were happy to welcome a less well-known president onto our airwaves, Surungal S. Whips Jr., who also started his second term in January this year.
Thank you so much, Nick, for... inviting us to be on the show. Always a great pleasure to share a little bit about Palau and what's going on in our part of the Pacific.
We also brought you interviews with the Governor General.
Thank you for coming to Emery House to do this.
A former Prime Minister of Israel, a couple of former Deputy Prime Ministers from Ukraine and Canada, and a Nobel Peace Laureate, the journalist Maria Ressa.
The rights you voluntarily give up is so hard to reclaim.
And one of the world's leading columnists, Thomas Friedman of the New York Times, joined us on the program and delivered one of the great lines when we asked him for his thoughts on how Australia should handle Donald Trump.
My total overwhelming message to our friends in Australia would be, friends, don't let friends drive drunk. Please don't let us drive drunk.
In the arts, we brought you a Pritzker Prize winner, Lord Norman Foster, a novelist who I reckon is one of the great prose stylists on the planet, Colin McCann, and a violinist who heads up perhaps the best chamber orchestra in the world, Richard Tognetti of the Australian Chamber Orchestra.
There's that kind of renegade fighting against the Northern Hemisphere, but at the same time wanting to be accepted by the Northern Hemisphere, which will never properly happen. It keeps us hungry.
We had great conversations with some great Aussie actors, Rachel Griffiths, Richard Roxburgh, Kate Mulvaney, and David Wenham, on reviving his iconic character, Johnny Spit Spiteri.
This is Australia. It's still a free country, isn't it?
Quite a few of the authors we interviewed ended up on the recent New York Times list of the year's top 100. We know how much you like your top 100 books. Journalist Peter Beinhart wrote about being Jewish after the destruction of Gaza. Patrick McGee penned a book entitled Apple in China, The Capture of the World's Greatest Company. And the academic Sophia Rosenfeld, who describes herself as a historian of the things we take for granted, what a lovely phrase, published The Age of Choice, A History of Freedom in Modern Life.
Choice is sort of everywhere. And this is a pretty modern phenomenon.
Of the over 300 guests we had on the show, 165 were men, 140 were women. So we'll try hard to do better on that front. Another shortcoming, we didn't read enough of your texts on the program. That's something we'll try to improve as well. But truthfully, sometimes we are really up against the clock. Sometimes I do try to leave 5 seconds for at the end of the show is my corny payoff.
It's Saturday morning in Australia. My favourite time.
Thank you for making us part of your Saturday morning in Australia. And we've also been glad to welcome listeners from around the world. History has come at us thick and fast, but hopefully we've tried to slow it down.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.